It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Oh, we opened some of the football stuff that these guys did not get to yesterday. The 18-game schedule is something that we hit on. Of course, these guys hate it because everyone hates it except for me. I'm okay with it. I definitely want the extra games. And I'm actually okay with the use of backups. I'm okay with them capping the games at 16 per player and teams going with backup quarterbacks for a couple games a year. I think that's a great test of your organization and your coaching and your entire roster, and would add a great element, not just to talk radio, but your fantasy league, your gambling pools, all those things. Would be just another, it'd be a wrinkle, be something different. And plus, I'd get football extended deep into February, which is what I'm really interested in. So I'm okay with it. These guys hate it. Interestingly enough, Maz, I get the sense that the 16-game cap isn't really, and that sort of mishigas, that sort of nutty idea, isn't your problem. You don't want 18 games, period.
I don't.
Explain.
Yeah, I don't, because, again, I think that somewhere in a season, there is a line there where the games become less meaningful, and you dilute the product. And, look, it might not be at 18. It might be at 20. I don't know where it is. What I'm telling you is what you have right now works. I don't think they need an 18-game schedule. And if I were the league, I would sit tight on that one. What you have right now is damn near perfect. I mean, the setup of the NFL is awesome. It's as good as it gets for the fan. With a possible exception, as you said, that you end up with a black hole in February. And you know what? I'd rather have that than games that are now less meaningful because all of a sudden you've reached a point where people have to manage it differently. And especially if they have to manage it differently with lesser players on the field. But that like, I hate that even more. But overall, I don't want the 18 games. I'm good at 16. Stop right there.
Murray, can I read your thoughts?
Please.
The 18-game schedule is effing stupid. It's a contradiction to all their hollow yapping about player safety and concussions. Sure, you say you're sitting players, but it doesn't matter. More games equals more opportunities for injuries, period. Two, it's a lesser product. Oh, you're telling me Brady isn't playing in this one? F you. I show up to watch the game played at its highest level by its best players. There's a reason I hate that 2008 season and say that 11-5 is overrated, because I was subjected to having to watch that GD stiff Matt Castle all season and play at his worst, shocker, in the biggest games of that year.
Mm-hmm.
He played well in Miami at the end of the year.
Ooh, how'd he play against Pittsburgh here?
Go back and watch what Randy Moss did to him early in that ballgame.
Of course, it's Moss's problem.
Go back and watch it. Go back and watch what Moss did to him early in that ballgame. Three, it's a clear money grab, and it's for no other reason, writes Murray. F the owners, as always. Very vile, very vulgar email.
He's hungover.
He says they're just determined.
Thomas hungover.
They're just determined to ruin this sport and bastardize it beyond all recognition, and I've had it. Go watch backups on your own time, you a-holes. I added that last part. Okay.
But so, just think, so, and I'm with Maz, 16 is perfect, and so you're going to add throwaway weeks. And so when a team has already locked up a bye or it's 11-5, they know they're in the playoffs, like how do we look at that week 16 game? I hate it.
Here's how I'd rather have a throwaway week than monster trucks, as I was saying to Jones all day yesterday. When football's over, it's over, Murray. So I'll take two extra weeks at a lesser product, just playing your side of the street. Two extra weeks at a lesser product than no product at all. That's my option. Product or no product. I want product. And so it's going to be diluted a little bit. Some weeks are going to be worse than others because you have to sit players. I accept that. That's the price to pay to get two extra weeks of football.
Okay, does Felger the fan want more product or Felger the talk show host?
All of it. No, yeah, he's both.
I think it's more the latter.
No, no, but it's both. I'm both.
See, I just fear that, again, the product's going to get diluted.
I bring my sports dorkdom right into this room. That's what I'm about.
And that the ripple effect will spread over the course of the season. That's what I'm worried about, is that the dilution will occur, and all of a sudden it's, they're 12-1. They can lose the next three. They'll be fine because they got, two more games after that. They'll finish 14-4. Like, I just think gives everybody more margin for error. That's all. And I hate that. One of the things I love about the NFL is the word I used earlier was potency. The potency of the games. They all are powerful. They all mean something. And so you have to take them seriously. Once you stop taking them seriously, then then you become like everyone else.
Football item number two, Dan Graziano did a bold predictions column for ESPN the other day. And his number three bold prediction was, quote, the Patriots will win at least one more Super Bowl in the next 3 years. So I gave it to these guys. Of course, Jones in the email yesterday said, I'll take the under. So I set the over-under at 0.5 Super Bowl championships in the next 3 years for the Patriots. You guys are all over, under. What are you?
So I'm over, but not because I think the Patriots are getting better. I'm over because I can't come up with three teams that I think will win, other than the Patriots, in the next 3 years. To me, that's what it is. Like, if you said, I think Kansas City's going to win one. Kansas City's going to get a title. Maybe New Orleans. Other than that, I don't know where I go. Who can I say that I have faith in winning a championship more than the Patriots in the next 3 years?
Yeah. Over under half championship in the next 3 years, Murray.
Yeah, I'm also over. It has to do with the competition, and it also has to do with the fact that I look at last year in a team that I mostly thought sucked in the regular season, flipped the switch in the postseason. Brady played great, and as long as you have Brady breathing, the same for Belichick, I think that they can win another one in the next few years.
I'm over, too. And for Maz, is one of Maz's reasons, competition. I just think, again, the field. Who is emerging in the field with a balanced kind of operation, meaning balance being quarterback play, defense, coaching? There's plenty of good quarterbacks out there that I could say you can win with that quarterback. That exists. There's a half dozen defenses out there where I would say that could potentially be a championship caliber defense. But I frankly see no other Super Bowl caliber coaches, and I see no other team that has the balance of the three, which you do. You do, especially with your defense coming on like it did last year. Brady still exists at that level. You have the best coach ever, and you've got, I think, what is approaching, if not, is a bona fide championship caliber defense. They held the Rams to 3 points in the Super Bowl last year, so I think that sort of proves that. Who else has that kind of balance? Maybe the Saints. Maybe. But there's no other team. The Chiefs don't have it. They don't have the defense and the coach.
At least not yet, right.
And the coach, I don't know.
I mean, how is he in his biggest moments?
So you tell me. I mean, like any other team that you tell me that has some sort of balance like that, does St. Louis, the LA Rams have that balance?
No, they don't have the quarterback. No.
Okay.
I'm not sure they have the coach either, but I put the quarterback first on the list of problems.
So I am over on championships in the next 3 years, at least one. But the biggest reason by far is the coaching. And this was our last item that we did on football. NFL.com ranked the 32 NFL head coaches. The 31 following Bill Belichick, who was number one, of course. And when I went through this list, I realized I pretty much hate every other guy. And I don't hate if we did this with quarterbacks, there'd be a dozen guys that I would say, that's a good quarterback. You can win with that guy. I mean, even those who have, like Aaron Rodgers, you'd have to say you'd feel pretty good about Aaron Rodgers if he's your quarterback, even though he had a down year and all of that, and he's gotten weird in his old age. But, if he's the number 5, 6, 7 quarterback in the league, you feel good about that. The number 5, 6, 7 head coach in the league? Oh, my God, he sucks.
Train wreck.
So I asked these guys, the number 2 head coach in the NFL, and you said, Murray?
Pete Carroll.
Maz?
Pete.
And NFL.com also said Pete Carroll.
Throw it, Bev.
Pete Carroll.
Who do you put second?
The Poodle. Who, again, if you missed what that was, 2nd-1. On the 1 yard line with a chance to win back to back championships and Marshawn Lynch in the backfield.
Throw it, Bev.
Lets his Dingleberry offensive coordinator, Daryl Bevel, that's Bev, throw the ball.
The pass is a great idea to throw the ball to get their touchdown against those guys, unless it doesn't happen.
That's the consensus 2nd best coach in the NFL.
That doesn't make anybody feel any good.
top list of coaches, some people put me in top 5, 7, 6, whatever, 2 is high, but again, I just want to thank the voters. We thought it was a pro, we had a beautiful rub on one side and beautiful rub on the other side. The play was called Halo.
That's the consensus. Consensus second best coach in the league. So to me, it's that gap.
I mean, we're gonna win. It's just I'm not sure which down it's gonna happen on.
He's a freaking bozo. Still,
if it doesn't happen, it's because something really, really crazy happens and comes out. Something really, somebody does some freaky stuff.
He's always out of breath.
He
is a boob. But one of the reasons I have him that high is because he got that team to the playoffs last year. Like that, it was Russell Wilson and Bobby Wagner and kind of like a bunch of stiffs.
No, he turned it around.
He's a good judge of talent.
Look, okay, so mine would be Doug Peterson, because I told you, I give you extra credit if you beat Belichick and if you do it in a certain way. Like, just because you've beaten Belichick, that doesn't make you a winner in my book. Like, I don't give Adam Gase any credit for beating Belichick down in Miami, or Matt Patricia there, that slob in Detroit who won in week 2 or whatever it is. I didn't see their imprint on those games.
Booger.
But Doug Peterson... And I'll give Mike Vrabel, too. Those are guys who I have seen go toe-to-toe with Belichick, and as I said earlier, put their balls on the table. Doug Peterson went for, I think, three or four fourth downs in that Super Bowl. He was playing with a backup quarterback and threw it 50 times, throwing double passes on fourth and goal from the one. And so he played aggressively. Now, you could say that Carroll was playing aggressively at the end of that Super Bowl, but a little different. I'm sorry.
It's called Halo.
Thank you, Pete. Peterson, again, to beat the Patriots, you got to put your balls on the table. And so when I see a coach do that, I'm going to give him extra credit. So I think Peterson, that should have been a Super Bowl hangover year last year. Quarterbacks all hurt again. Things go haywire. They still made the playoffs and played a real competitive game in New Orleans, right?
They did, yep.
They almost pulled that puppy out. So Doug Peterson right now is my number two. I don't know if I have a third. This is the problem. This is what I'm talking about. Hi, Pete. When I went down to do this list, I wanted to put Belichick first and everybody else sixth, because I don't feel like there's another legit top five head coach in the game.
I used to think very highly of John Harbaugh, and now in recent years, I mean, granted that team made the playoffs last year, but shine has come off that guy.
Yeah, they've slipped too.
How many years?
Hey, what's happening?
How you doing, Pete? But how many years between those playoff appearances did we have to wait there for John Harbaugh to figure it out?
Four.
Their list was Carroll 2, Sean Payton 3, Andy Reid 4. So how do you have a top five coach in the National Football League who's been coaching the National Football League for freaking ever? He's never won a championship, and still, literally, this is not an exaggeration, has no idea how to work timeouts with the clock. How can that guy be a top five coach?
I put him third.
Sits down and orders from the cheesecake menu when half the team is on the field.
So that's what I was just going to say. For a guy that's been around as long as he has, to completely turn over the defense to his defensive coordinator and not even be interested in what is going on is unbelievable.
I forgot about the fact that he sat down in that playoff game for a little bit. Well, for me, I look at it, his ability to always work with quarterbacks and bring them along quickly. Like, he got the best out of Mike Vick. He's turned around, what he's done here with Pat Mahomes in a couple of years is ridiculous.
I'll tell you, he's a quarterback whisperer.
Alex Smith.
I give him a lot of... If I have a quarterback, I'll have Andy Reid work with him any day of the week. And Andy Reid can devise my offense. In fact, he's really good offensive mind and a great quarterback coach.
He's going to win one soon.
As a head freaking coach, look, the hottest thing to enter the NFL in terms of coaching in years was this Sean McVay. And he got to the biggest game of the year against Bill Belichick and wasn't prepared to face a zone defense.
No, he got pantsed. He got his diaper pulled off on national TV.
He thought, again, this is the best the league has to offer, Sean McVay. He thought that what he saw on film and what the Patriots were showing on film is what he was going to get in the Super Bowl, and didn't prepare for the fact that Belichick might have done something different.
I mean, that to me blew me away more than anything.
And that's the best. That's the cream of the crop. Agreed, Zoe. They have it at number 6. They have John Harbaugh number 7. Number 8 is Anthony Lynn. Do you remember that Chargers game?
That was a good showing, wasn't it?
Anthony Lynn is 8. Mike Tomlin, who honestly cannot coach.
Professional cheerleader.
Okay? He's not a coach. Is nine. He's a top 10 coach in the league, according to the NFL.com. This is...
See, I guess you put him in the top 10 because he's got a ring, you know? Like,
at least he's won. Fine.
Yeah. But yeah, so I'd go with guys like Frank Reich, Mike Zimmer. I'd go with those guys before Tomlin.
So I'd, you know, like this Nagy guy in Chicago, Frank Reich in Indy, Peterson in Philly, like, but they're so inexperienced. They've had each 1 or 2 years. So who the hell knows? They could all go 4-12 this year just as easily as they could be successful. I have no real idea about those guys. Peterson, I want to think is okay because he actually did follow up and got that team into the playoffs last year. But I think the coaching in the league absolutely blows.
We were listening to the Patriots radio broadcast.
Thank you, Mike. Yes, coach. And it's evidenced by the fact that the freaking poodle who authored probably easily the worst decision in the history of the Super Bowl is the consensus number two coach in the league. That's why you're winning again. That's why the gap remains. And there's our football reset. Right back to you after this.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Noah says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mass.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Oh, we opened some of the football stuff that these guys did not get to yesterday. The 18-game schedule is something that we hit on. Of course, these guys hate it because everyone hates it except for me. I'm okay with it. I definitely want the extra games, and I'm actually okay with the use of backups. I'm okay with them capping the games at 16 per player and teams going with backup quarterbacks for a couple games a year. I think that's a great test of your organization and your coaching and your entire roster, and would add a great element, not just to talk radio, but your fantasy league, your gambling pools, all those things. It would be just another, it'd be a wrinkle, be something different. And plus, I'd get football extended deep into February, which is what I'm really interested in. So I'm okay with it. These guys hate it. Interestingly enough, Maz, I get the sense that the 16-game cap isn't really in that.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Yeah.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Making sense of Boston sports.
There's no catching and no throwing. Anyone can play, no matter how hopelessly unathletic they are.
Felger and Mez, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Seattle huddling up, down four, but on the verge of the lead. Wilson with 33 seconds and counting. Waiting on the snap. Lynch to his left. Baldwin to the left as well. Stack receivers, two to the right. Russell Wilson extends the hands he has. Pass. Wilson, quick throw. And it's intercepted. Intercepted by Malcolm Butler. Butler has it at the one. Malcolm Butler stepped in front of the throw.
No way.
And the Patriots have possession with 20 seconds to go in Super Bowl 49 with a four-point lead over the Seahawks.
It's got to be one of the dumbest calls offensively in Super Bowl history. You are on the one-yard line, and you have number 24, and you drop back pass. Are you kidding me?
I'm not worried one bit we're going to win. I mean, we're going to win. It's just I'm not sure which down it's going to happen on. I don't know if it's going to be here. The throw, the pass is a great idea to throw the ball to get their touchdown against those guys unless it doesn't happen. And we have to throw an incomplete, and the clock stops, and now we go to the next situation. We call whatever we want, and we use the timeout for the last down.
Why would you risk your championship on second down?
Yeah, there's your number two. There's one more football item. Apparently, there's a 40% chance. 40%. Not 10, not 30, not 55, 40% chance that Gronk returns. Paul in Maine wants to weigh in on that. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah,
what do you got?
Can we cool it on the Gronk comeback? It's not happening. Here's the thing. Rob Gronkowski right now looks a lot more like the stunt double for Daniel Tice than a guy who's ready to chip Joey Bosa coming off the edge. Ted Johnson said it last week. It would take Gronk 2 to 3 months to regain his physical what he's lost. He's done training. He's not eating 8,000 calories a day. He's not popping his performance-enhancing yoga pills. He's not coming back. Let's close the door.
So I think he is coming back, Paul, and I think he's going to be lighter, and I think maybe he wants to play the Dallas Clark role, that move tight end, or the offline tight end, more of that kind of guy, more of a glorified slot receiver than a tight end. But like the Aaron Hernandez role, Dallas Clark, guys like this. And well, he's going to have to because he can't take on left tackles if he weighs – 40 pounds less than he did last year. That ain't going to work.
Yeah, is Bill Belichick on board with this?
I don't think it matters. I think if Tom Brady is and Robert Kraft is, and then Gronk comes back.
So here we go again. Yeah. Palace Q part two?
It's just,
a continuation of part one?
It's just the way it is. Bill's not going to fight it.
I mean, so this part's bugging the crap out of me now, too. It's like, so Mike Florio has the report that there's a 40% chance coming back of Gronk coming back, and that as of right now. And that the key thing is if Brady asks him to. So Tom asks Gronk to come back, and that's it? Bill stands there and does nothing?
It's already been determined. It's not his call. The quarterback and the owner.
That's great. Palace Q part two. Let's just give the quarterback and let's give all the inmates, let them run the asylum. That's good. I'd let them decide, let them do whatever they want. I mean, without even need a coach for.
If I were being obnoxious, I'd say they've been doing that, and they've won three of the last four.
Yeah, really one of the last two. Is how I look at it, because that's when the Palace Q started.
Okay.
Like,
no, I understand.
Well, prior to that, wasn't really a Palace Q. Now in the last couple of years, it got a little worse.
Okay, Sean in Worcester has a baseball thought for us. In the Atlantic League, they are allowing people to now steal first base. Simply put, folks, basically, if there's a pass ball or the catcher does not field the pitch cleanly, the runner can take off for first base, as he would if it were strike three. They've just now made the rule that exists for strike three available.
On any strike.
For strike one or two, or not even a strike, a ball. If the ball gets past the catcher, you can run. If the catcher drops the ball, you can run. Simple as that. Swing and miss goes to the backstop. You can run on a 1-0 count and get first base. How do you feel about that? Sean in Worcester, how do you feel about it?
I like it. I mean, I think Manfred is doing anything possible to change the sport. I think it's the baseball players who given all this pushback. But I think it's a lot of small things that baseball has to do. This is possibly one of them, makes it strategy to it, makes it a little bit more exciting. I'll hang up and get you guys' thoughts.
Well, what do you think, Mass?
I don't like that one. I don't. That one feels like, so in the first pitch of the at-bat, the catcher doesn't handle it right, the guy can go.
Boom.
I don't like it. I mean, that one feels a little gimmicky to me. I don't know. And again, it'll speed up play.
It will?
Sure, you'll have shorter at-bats.
Okay, so you'll...
A few.
You'll have a few less deep counts. But I also wonder, you know, nobody on, leadoff batter, 1-0 pitch. It's a ball in the dirt. The catcher waves at it, lets it go to the backstop. The umpire hands him a new ball, and we keep going. Now it's like you're grinding every... You know, there's enough grinding going on between the pitcher and the catcher as there is. Now he can't drop the ball, or else a fast guy's going to take first base.
That's a good point.
I feel the pitcher and catcher would just be an invitation to grind some more.
Yeah, it's a good point. I hadn't thought of it in those terms.
But to me, that's what I care about. Does it speed up or slow down the game? If it speeds it up, I'll take it. If it slows it down, I don't want it. That's the only thing I care about.
So again, it just feels a little gimmicky to me. One pitch goes in the dirt and the guy can take off.
It's more than a little gimmicky. Marcel in Woonsocket on Cora and not bunting the other night, or his decision making in general. Go ahead, Marcel.
Hey, Mike, Maz, look, this what you guys are talking about with this wild pitch just for a moment. Absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. It's a ball, it's pass ball, ball one, one and one, whatever it is. Awarded first base? Absolutely ridiculous. Now, the reason why I called, by the way, Belichick and Brady will be a great combination forever. Managers have knocked their heads around how to try to figure this team out. It ain't working.
Like forever, like they're cyborgs or they're vampires? They're not going to die?
No, they don't age.
Ageless.
Yeah, ageless.
Forever.
Yeah, they don't deteriorate.
I'm just going to let them go there.
Or they deteriorate at 1/20th the speed of the average human.
And Marcel, they're not awarding you first base. You actually have to run to first base and beat the throw. The catcher can retrieve the ball and throw it to first just like he would on strike three. It would just happen. And it's a force play, I think, right? It's not a tag play. So the catcher can still get you out if you take off for first.
Yeah, Marcel doesn't want, you know, anything radical to happen in the game, if I had to guess. He's used to baseball being a certain way. I'm telling you, I'm open to something radical. You want to give me something radical, I'm in. Because what they're doing now, to me, is like paint. I'd rather watch paint dry.
And I'm in for radical, too. It's just got to tighten the product, not lengthen it.
Absolutely.
And I think that thing might lengthen it a little bit. But again, on the bunting, with not moving Jackie Bradley over and the analytics behind it, Jim in Florida on that. Hi, Jim.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Tony, I just want to mention your statistic where 61% from second base, no outs, turns into 67% third base, one out, correct?
Yeah, 61 to 66 based on the chart I saw.
Okay, so you're saying that they're going to get the guy over 100% of the time.
This is a good...
Okay,
it's
a fair point.
No. And take this in the, you know, in the spirit in which it's said, we've got a good nerd on the line. Because Jim...
I'm a nerd, but I am looking at a spray chart right now.
Well, no, but what you realize is you then have to factor in, and I don't know if you're adding, subtracting, multiplying, whatever the nerd would do with that, but the nerd has to then input the odds of a successful sacrifice to get you from second and no out to third with one out, and that would then be punched into your 66 versus 61%.
Right. So I would say
one
the odds...
here.
Did Marco...
Jim, stop talking for a second.
Did Marco Hernandez bunt him over the previous time?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, so he can do it then. So anyway, I'm just saying I think I had a guy up that could bunt. But anyway...
Jim, I'm sorry. Go ahead. And now he's frozen.
Yeah.
I just snapped at him. Jim, go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Now he hung up. Screw you guys. Yeah, I can't say I blame him.
I blew the whole thing. But, you know, he was one of these guys who just no matter whether you would, he would just keep talking. So I put him on hold.
No, good move. I hate people like that. Seriously. Like you try to have a conversation with them and they just don't stop talking. What's the point? I might as well just suffocate myself.
In a related story, here's Mike in Woburn. Hi, Mike.
Speaking of suffocation, listen, Mike, we've disagreed on this topic forever, way back since you wanted Kelly Holcomb to quarterback the Patriots to a Super Bowl victory without Tom Brady. I don't understand why you would want an inferior product guaranteed for two games a season, because that's what you would get. you'd get backup quarterbacks, backup whatever, backup kickers. They would be extending the netting all over Foxborough Stadium because people would have eye patches because you'd have to go with the best.
Well, no, so
Grammatica,
no, but it's not. It's two games of inferior product versus no product.
Okay, well, let me put it in the bougie Mike Felder terminology. Mike Felder has to go out to a restaurant 18 times. You're ordering lobster. Two times you're going to get, I can't believe it's not butter to dip that lobster in. And you can just only order the lobster.
And so my option is having that I can't believe it's not butter or not eating, I'm going to take the fake butter.
Okay. Mike Felder has to host we have to have the Mike Felder show 18 times instead of 16 times during the summer. Two times we're guaranteed to have Adam Kaufman go host. Are you still going to have the Mike Felder show?
I knew he was going to do that. In that case, I might go no show. But on the fake butter, so bad meal versus going hungry. I mean, that's the analogy he's making.
Well, you'd pick going hungry.
Well, you're right.
In the literal sense.
No, if I were doing the intermittent fasting, I would have to. That is correct.
So again, my issue is
But I'm just saying philosophically, go hungry or have a less than perfect meal.
I'd go hungry.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I'm going hungry.
No, please. You wouldn't. I know both of you. You know, foodies over there. You're not going
that's
hungry.
That's why I'm going to go hungry. I'm not eating trash.
I'm with Maria. My body's a temple.
Here's an update, and then we're right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Sports. Greenfield.
Oh, I like this.
This is Felger and Mass.
Part of me wants to do it just to feel what that feels like.
98.5.
The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub.
So here's what we're figuring out. On that play Sunday night, 11th inning, Jackie Bradley leads off with a double. They don't bunt him over to third. After bunting him over to second earlier in the game, in the ninth, they bunted him to second, giving up an out. But in the 11th, when he's the walk-off run, they won't bunt him to third. And that's no accident. Cora was not asleep at the wheel. That is an analytics-driven decision. We know this. The nerds have numbers that tell you that it makes sense sometimes to sacrifice a guy into running position, into scoring position, I mean. But the extra 90 feet from second to third is not worth giving up an out. McCarthy told me this the other day. That's where modern analytics has come in. Maz looked up some numbers, some charts on some nerd sites that back this up. To wit, if you have a runner on second and nobody out, you are expected, the analytics show, you will score an average of 1.1 runs per inning.
Correct.
If you have a runner on third and one out, you are expected to score 0.95 runs per inning.
Right, so it drops from 1.1 to 0.95 if you bunt them over.
Okay, and so that's, I bet that's the core of the reason behind it.
No question.
Okay, and those, and you know that that has been established through facts. I don't think that's any nerd making it up. That's the nerds going back through reams and reams through thousands of Major League Baseball games. All of them.
Sure.
I bet they get every single game they can get their hands on, going back as far as they could go, 1948, 1952, whenever they started, and whenever they started recording full play-by-play, I guarantee you the nerd has gone back and taken every available play that he can document and thrown it into the computer, and it has spat out an average of 1.1 runs per inning, runner on second, nobody out, 0.95, runner on third, one out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a fact.
And that would constitute as fun for those people.
Okay. And I'm sure when that they finally got that, they all took their pants off and had a major circle session. Okay. And so this is now how the game is played and managed. And I think it's asinine.
Paint by numbers.
I think it's asinine because I always run that. I always bunt that run. So, and then we dug deeper because this is what we're doing today. Maz found another chart from another nerd site that said, well, what that really is saying is that you have a chance for a bigger inning. If you just go by chances to score a single run, the chance to score a single run, runner on second, nobody out is what? 61%.
Correct.
Runner on third, one out is 66%.
Correct.
So there's actually a higher chance to score a single run
if you bunt.
Okay, but then you have to factor in the percentage of a successful bunt.
Right.
Okay.
So you want to take this further? Because I've thought about this.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Aren't your chances of advancing a runner from second to third better than first to second because there's no force?
It's a tag. Yes.
It's a tag play.
Sure.
Right? So in theory, you just get the bunt down. The chances of the guy even going to third are going to be less because you're going to get to tag play.
Go back to the nerds. Yeah. I guarantee you they've computed that as well.
Absolutely. So again, where I think the Red Sox made the mistake is you want to tell me that man on second, nobody out, you don't bunt, your run production will be higher? Yeah, absolutely. You only need one to win the game.
Playing
though.
For one.
This was in the bottom of the 11th. You play for one run there. You play for one. And this is where, again, where I think people get stupid. Because the whole idea is, no, we're not going to give away the outs. We're looking to put up crooked numbers. We want the big inning. We put two guys on, hit a ball in the gap, and then the home run, and we have four runs. Right? All you need is one. All you need is one run to win that game.
So anyway, that whole exercise today is an example of how the game today is played. Tom and Quincy, how do you feel about analytics in baseball?
Oh, I think it's disgusting, Mike, honestly. Because this is what pisses me off. One, the terminology with all these stupid terms they have. But real quick about the rule in the Atlantic League, that sounds like something Wiggy would come up with. Do you get two outs if you throw them out at first? But sorry. But back to this. No, seriously, the terminology drives me nuts. But all you have to know about the analytical end, because Nesson feeds into this because they get Alex Speer up in the booth game. And dude, I want to like GM pencils in my ears. But I don't know what any of it means. And I don't want to learn friggin' algorithms to find out what he's doing. Like, I use my eyes. And when I was a kid, you know, you had average home run RBI. That was great.
Is that?
It took a while for me to come around to OPS, and then they changed that. Now it's OPS plus. And then there's visiting opponent OPS, visiting on-road OPS. Then they came up with war. I still don't know what the hell that is. Then they changed that. So now there's like three versions of war when I don't even know what the hell the first version of war means. Like, they're killing me.
No question.
Oh, my God. I'd rather stick needles in my eyes.
Seriously, they've taken all the fun out of the game.
Totally. Oh, God. It really does. And the thing is, it's eliminated entirely the human element, like, which to a fault. It's taken all the joy and the mystery and the intrigue out of it.
You know, and again, so...
Oh, no, this is what my chart says. Well, then what the hell do I need you for?
But shouldn't the chart factor in the bottom of the order, too?
Yes.
Then Marco Hernandez up. So what are the odds of him versus blah, blah, blah? Like, throw that in your computer, nerd.
See, but again, this like, the perfect example there is during the World Series last year, if you remember, when they pitched Eduardo Rodriguez in game 4 or 5. I don't remember which one it was. Right after that, it was game 4. After that 19-inning game or whatever the hell it was, they put Eduardo, and he gave him 5 good innings, and then he sent him out for the 6th, and he let him face Yasiel Puig. because the numbers indicated that Puig couldn't hit lefties and Rodriguez's changeup would play. And he gave up a home run to tie the game. And then after the game, Cora said, well, it's a good matchup for us, but not in that situation. Meaning, I didn't factor in that I'd already gotten five innings out of the guy, and we should have taken it and run.
He didn't overrule the nerds.
Like, you know, again, he just kept going with the numbers. And he didn't factor in the other elements, which is, you know, who's the pitcher? How far into the game was he? When was the last time he had pitched? None of that. They threw all that out. It's asinine what they've done to it. It's asinine.
Stealing first. I wonder how the nerds feel about that, but that does sound like a Wiggy rule. There's no question.
Oh, that was a great line.
Jason in the car, your thoughts on it?
I'd like it taken a step further, actually. I like the rule idea. I'd like to see it in action. I would like them to make it so a batter can steal without even there being a pass ball. Like, let's say the catcher lobs it high back to the pitcher after a pitch, or even the double steal with a guy on second stealing third and then the batter stealing first, or dare I say a triple steal at some point. I think it would be great, just great for the game. What do you think?
It's just open. That's just how everyone starts running around the bases.
It technically wouldn't be a triple steal, though, right? It would be two runners advancing on a pass ball or a wild pitch and the third guy stealing first.
Well, no, he's saying.
Or you can elect to kick a 50-yard field goal for 4 points.
I love that. Oh, wait a minute.
Still one of the all-time best drops.
Oh, my gosh. that's an all-timer. We should play the whole thing.
His point is that, no, not even pass ball, wild pitch, just at any point, the runner in the batter's box can take off for first.
Oh, when he catches it.
Or he said when he's throwing it back to the pitcher, if he puts a little too much air underneath it, at any time.
Oh, yeah, well, that happened to Christian Vasquez earlier in the year. You remember that?
But
when
he lobbed
the ball back to the mound and the runner took off and came home?
The caller's talking about stealing from home to first.
No, I get it.
Yes, it just can take off any time.
Yeah. No, and the Red Sox would allow it, I'm sure, because, again, that's the way they play. Like, so why even bring a bat to the plate if that's the idea?
Go ahead, Jimmy.
That's an all-timer.
Or you can elect to kick a 50-yard field goal for 4 points.
I love that. Oh, wait a minute. I thought you had the whole thing. That's okay.
Yeah, me too. I like the long one.
Here's Mike and Ashlyn on that Fakakta stealing first base thing. Yes, Mike?
Hey, guys. Love the show. So I just have a question. Let's say, I think the rule is stupid, but if the catcher drops the ball and the batter doesn't run, can he just tag him out?
Nope.
Yeah. Can he?
Well,
of course you can always tag the guy.
Like, you know, you just drop the ball on purpose, out.
No, not on a 1-0 count.
Oh, I thought he meant on the last
pitch. So you raise a good question, though, for that stupid Atlantic League rule. When does it constitute him being a base runner versus, so once he leaves the batter's box? You know, I mean, I'm sure there's a rule there on that. But
otherwise, it's like the infield fly rule. You let it drop on purpose and then tag the guy and get a double play.
See, this goes back to my original thing. I don't feel like this is going to tighten up the game. I feel like it's going to add a whole other layer of crap.
It'll never happen. They're never going to put this stupid cockamamie rule in. That'll never happen. This idea of stealing first and any ball that eludes the catcher, no matter what count it is. Seriously, of all the crap that they throw around in the independent league, that might be the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Like, that one's up there. What's the other one? You can't throw a pick off without stepping off the rubber. That was one. They had all kinds of crazy rules in there.
Well, they're using the robo-ump now, too.
Yeah, so that I like. That I like. Because there's consistency in the strike zone there. Then all the ump is doing is relaying the message. Now he's the mailman.
I still, if it speeds it up, I'm for it. If it doesn't, then I'm not. Like, if it leads to more balls, like, I want an umpire to have a wide strike zone to call more. I mean, I don't know. And sometimes people say, well, that's going to lead to a slower game. I just want a quicker product, whatever it takes.
I'm telling you, consistency of the strike zone would be a good thing. Then again, the ump can look at the manager. Don't shoot me, man. I'm just a messenger.
Yeah, we got the final word right after this.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy, make your first bet an automatic win,
with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And the final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you are looking for the best deal on tires, there is only one place to go. That's Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
Nope. All right, so a new member of the Red Sox is making his debut tonight. That would be Andrew Cashner. He, formerly of the Baltimore Orioles. Maz had some thoughts on this guy.
Help is on the way, apparently. Andrew Cashner, how'd you feel about this trade? We haven't heard your thoughts yet.
So, I'm not shocked at what they did. And he's having a good year. But you do realize that this guy's a bum, right? Do you realize that? Marie, are you aware that this guy's a bum?
I would imagine so, considering I really didn't know anything about him and had never heard the name.
You know what his record was before this season? I know, I'm sorry.
Sub 500?
I hate to give you wins and losses because I know it's an archaic stat. I mean, what if wins and losses matter? They, you know, it's all about the ERA and the...
What was his win-loss record before this year, Anthony?
The BABIBP and all those other stupid Staber metric stats.
Batting average of balls in play.
Yeah, that actually, you know, they you should just gloss over the reality that, oh, I don't know, the whole point is to win. And I was like, that's why they play. Last time I checked. 45-79. That might be a 46. I can't see because my eyes are getting bad.
Here, do you want my readers?
46 and
go 7. Go with 45. That sounds
I got it on the.
Worse.
I'm serious. I got it on the back of my phone. So, so it's 46 and 79. 46 and 79 in his career. All of a sudden, this is the answer? And I don't dispute the idea that maybe they got him in a good year. And really, what are they asking him to do? He's a number five starter.
Who will go to the bullpen when the time comes.
Right. Just go 5 or 6 innings and don't completely throw up on yourself and suck. Okay? Just try not to suck as bad as the other guys who've been out there and you'll be all right. In fact, that really should be Andrew Cashner, suck less. That's the goal. To suck less.
Yeah, get you excited, Red Sox fans, for the newest edition?
It's a good little campaign motto or slogan for Andrew Cashner. Andrew Cashner, : suck less. Try to suck less. That's his job tonight against the Blue Jays.
What do you have?
Suck less.
What do you have coming up on the baseball reporters, Maz?
So, obviously, I haven't been in a few days. So, I missed Friday. I missed Monday. I want to get to the weekend series with the Dodgers. What that told us. Who the real... what the real pain is from that series. The Andrew Cashner acquisition will take you right up until his start. The Red Sox base running. There's a lot to catch up on from the weekend series. And, as usual, I buried the lead. Trivia Tuesday, 6:50. Trivia Tuesday. We'll see if we can actually find a listener who can get something right.
Let's go. I'm sorry.
No, the first 2 weeks thus far have been a borderline, train wreck.
Has anyone gotten a single question right?
I think last week a guy got one right.
Yeah, one guy got one correct.
So you take five callers, right?
Yeah.
So they were 1 for 6 basically last week.
No, 5 max. So 1 for 5. I think they were 1 for 5 last week.
Well, no, the guy that got it right got a second question.
Oh, right. Yeah, I forgot about this. You're better at math
Felger
than I am.
Felger and Maz math.
Never do math.
What?
On
I got it right.
So all things considered, thus far, they're off to a Jackie Bradley-esque 1 for 11.
Thank you. That's
to begin to see. That's where we are right now. So Murray and I have decided, with the help of Cam, the baseball reporter's intern, we've decided to soften up the questions a little. I didn't think the first ones were all that tough. Murray, did you?
No, not at all.
Okay. But we really got to go, we got to go, most basic stuff. Like, what does the pitcher throw to the batter in the game of
baseball reporters comes your way after Murray's 90-second update. No commercials. Felger and Maz fully loaded. Back at it tomorrow, too. We'll talk to you then.
Bye.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Spring. Field.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.